America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I need a crying space today, Keith.
Oh, is that right?
For my Bruins bet last night.
Why are you betting Bruins?
Pour one out for the Lost Hams.
They won a two-game heater. You're feeling good about it?
I don't believe in Jim Montgomery and his job security.
No.
Namely because I take my cues from Scoops Keith.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I don't believe in the man's job security. But the Leafs without Austin Matthews, just know that's what that was last night.
True.
It was the Leafs without Austin Matthews, and they embarrassed themselves.
Yeah, smoked.
Now, fortunately, I think a lot of people weren't watching it outside of Wiggy. Wiggy told me he was on all Bruins coverage last night, no election coverage.
Good.
Outside of that, I don't think a lot of people were watching it, but what a disaster that was. They had a million power plays they couldn't score. They gave up a million power play goals going the other way.
Classic Bruins.
And it was a Leafs team without their best player.
Yeah.
And it was non-competitive.
And a team that you kind of dominate.
Yes.
Right? Like, we've talked about the issues with Carolina in the past and Florida more so in the playoffs than in the regular season. But whatever, like those two teams and what goes on there. But you have the Maple Leafs number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually with the best goal scorer in all hockey. So you take him out and you're like, all right, the team is on a little bit of a run. After that embarrassing performance at Carolina, back-to-back shutout wins. And I know Philly and Seattle aren't anything to write home about, but the team needed that at that time. We're like, all right, Jim Montgomery's going to get fired in the first month of the season, and then they play pretty well. So they follow that up with that performance. So it's back to the formula that has porked them of stupid penalty or whatever, and then not being able to kill it off. Right? Like their penalty kill is trash, and then obviously they don't score any goals in the game, and the whole thing is just a mess. And you're wondering, like, all right, are you trying to save your coach? Have you tuned out the coach? Like, what is going on? Because I still have a hard time thinking they're this bad. Like, the roster, they're 6-7-1 through 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. They were like 14-0 the last 2 years at this point.
They might be, as of yesterday, entering the game, they were in playoff position. They might still be.
They've played more games, so it's a little misleading.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They're the second wild card team, but you're right. Ottawa has two games in hand. The Bruins are two games out of hand.
Out of hand.
Against the Senators.
That's a good point.
Out
of hand.
Yeah.
And, there are even teams that are ahead of them in the standings that have played three less games.
Right. Washington is the number one wild card team.
Yeah.
They have 16 points compared to the Bruins' 13. They played three fewer games. Three games out of hand.
No, I mean, there's a lot of teams that aren't very good, right? And so they could still be a playoff team, right? Even they need to play better than this, but you don't need to be this unbelievable wagon, 115 points to make the playoffs every year. Like, these wildcard teams, you look at it, you don't need that many. But right now, it's more what they look like and, like, the lack of response.
Well, and to me, it's like they keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Their power play is abysmal.
Yeah.
Their penalty kill is even worse. Three goals last night.
Like, you're giving one up.
Freaking Zadorov again just pisses me off. Like, he's a big stiff who can't move around, takes a penalty, and then they score a goal every single game.
He hasn't been
it feels
great.
Like. So he had the interference penalty, and in fairness, you know, Swayman kind of misplayed the puck that led to it, but he's still not worth the money, not even close.
He is not having
to
a
worth
good
the
year.
Money. No, he's not.
Holy mackerel.
And he doesn't do anything.
No.
Except sit in the box and watch goals. And so, you know, those are frustrating. We were talking about this yesterday, Keith. I didn't really think the team responded to the Pastrnak benching. They survived the Pastrnak benching in the Seattle game, but they already had a two-goal lead. It's not like it was a tie game and they responded and went out and won. They just hung on. And then last night, they were dead. They were a dead-ass team.
Oh, man.
And so if I'm going to give the Bruins credit for anything last night, here's what I'll give them credit for.
Oh, you got a little credit?
I want to give the Bruins credit for something.
Showing up.
They didn't fire Jim Montgomery in the middle of the election.
No, they didn't. Still the head coach.
Still the head coach. They didn't bury it. Greg mentioned this to us last week. He's like, if they're going to fire him, this would be the time. They're so spineless and weaselly. They fire Claude in the middle of the Patriots parade. Last night would have been the time to do it. I want to give the Jacobs family a little bit of credit. Bravo.
Yep.
You didn't bury it in the middle of the election, but it's coming. It's happening, and last night is evidence.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of inevitable, really, at this point. You thought maybe that little two-game... That looks kind of like a hiccup when you put the Carolina game and this game sort of as like the bookends of this 4-game stretch. Like these are pretty telling.
You agree? If they didn't win both games this weekend, he probably wouldn't have made it to the Toronto game.
That's how I feel. I agree with that. Yeah.
Can I give you a?
I got a real quick Jeremy Swayman stat.
I was going to give you a Jeremy Swayman stat. Go for it.
This is a little trivia question for everybody driving around right now. Jeremy Swayman, who is now paid as a top four goalie.
Well, like now, I think a bunch of goalies are all making the exact same AAV. Now, I'll double check, though. Go ahead.
$8.25 million, so he's making a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Where does he rank currently in goals against in the NHL? So keep in mind, there are 30 NHL teams?
32.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 32 NHL teams.
You're a Utah Hockey Club. Seattle Kraken.
I'm losing these guys left and right here. 32. Maybe too many teams. Maybe pull it back a little bit, NHL. So 32 NHL teams. Where does he rank... goals against per game.
Okay, so you figure every team has two goalies. So let's say there's 64 of them. I know what the number is. I don't know the rank. I know his number is over 3.
It is over 3.
Because I have some goalie stats that I want to throw at you.
You got some goalie stats, all right.
Let's say he's 40.
He is 39th.
Wow.
39th. So every team has at least one goalie better than him. At least one.
The Bruins.
And also the Bruins have a goalie better.
The Bruins have a goalie better than Jeremy Swayman.
He's been bad. Now, he is tied for 35th in save percentage, so it's slightly better than the goals allowed.
Yeah, still outside the top 32.
Man, that is rough.
Jeremy Swayman, and I have no problem with the contract, but he's not playing well. Obviously, he's not playing well.
That was part of it. You and I were both in favor of paying him money, but with the caveat, you have to be a top 5 goalie.
Yes.
You have to do that. If you're anything less than that, then we're not going to be like, well, it was a good thing they did it. Like, no, you have to live up to it.
So my prediction before the year is that Korpisalo would outplay Ullmark, which is currently happening, by the way. Korpisalo has a better goals against and a better save percentage, by a hair, than Ullmark. Okay?
Okay.
He's also outplaying Swayman. And that doesn't mean he's a better goal. No one thinks he's actually a better goalie.
No, I know.
But the numbers are better for Korpisalo, which is... brain busting.
So what do? You play him more?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I'm just telling you. It illustrates how poorly Swayman's playing. This is not a commentary. They should play Korpisalo more.
No. He's got to figure this out. Plus, I mean,
270 goals against the 314, 894 is even with Swayman. So that's how they're playing right now.
I'll have to double check this too. But how many, shorthanded goals or opponent power play goals has he allowed?
I mean,
like
Swayman,
three last night.
Swayman gave up 3 last night. Like, are any of the goals his fault per se? I'd maybe put the first one on him a little bit. He misplays the puck that leads to a penalty. So, like, I'm not going to kill him for power play goals against.
Yeah. No, the stats are the stats. I'm just saying, like, there's probably a little bit more to it. Like, the team has let him down in front of him.
Yeah, fine. But does anyone think he's playing well?
No.
Okay.
No.
And so now you're paid. Now it's your net. And how's the team doing? Not well.
Poorly.
And so that should be attached to you. That's all. I'm still fine with the contract. I'm not saying play Corpy over him.
No, don't play
Corpy. I don't
want
Linus Ullmark back.
No Corpy.
I don't want any of that. I still want Swayman in net. But he needs to, obviously, this should not be controversial, elevate his play.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now he's part of the problem. He's not the biggest problem, but he's part of the problem. And you paid him a buttload of money this offseason.
That's right.
617-779-7937. How much longer of a leash does Jim Montgomery have? How you feeling about that Jeremy Swayman contract? And what's wrong with the Bruins? You can jump in on all of that here on the phones. Big Celtics game tonight. Jason Tatum v. Steve Kerr.
Revenge game.
Celtics and Warriors revenge game. What do you expect out of Tatum tonight? How do you want him to act? Do you want him to send a message to Steve Kerr? Do you want him to say anything about Steve Kerr? Let's get to all of that next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.